One of my sons said to me the other day, he said, Dad, you see that Charlie Kirk is coming to University of Washington. I said, yes, son, I had heard about that. But this is a son who's not politically active. It's not intern Jonah. It's my other son. And he said, Dad, I think I'd really like to check that out. So, of course, right away I signed up because I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But that's not the only event that is coming to University of Washington this semester. Joining us now on the KVI studio line from University of Washington's Turning Point USA chapter, Charles Vo. Thanks so much for being with us today, buddy.
Hey, Ari, thanks for having me, man. It's great to be here and great to be the voice of reason here at University of Washington.
Well, I got to say, what's it like walking around campus these days? I mean, I heard you guys just got hit with a whole bunch of vandalism attacks overnight to start the new quarter.
What's it like walking amongst the University of Washington? Well, it feels like this. It feels like you're walking among a den of snakes. Now, the snakes don't bite unless you shake a rattle of a thing or two with them, right? And that's the thing with these leftists here at UW. They're all bark, and to me personally, they're all bark and don't bite.
Gotcha. Let's not challenge them and find out, though. So tell me about some of the events you have coming up. Tell me about the Charlie Kirk event.
The Charlie Kirk event, yeah. This is an event that's going to be on May 7th. He's calling it the Live Free Tour, and he's been touring all across the country, all across different college campuses across the country. Charlie Kirk is going to be at 6 p.m. in the Hub Ballroom.
That's a big space.
Information will be updated as the months go by.
That's awesome. That's free. A huge, huge space. Yeah, so you guys must be expecting a big, big crowd then.
A big crowd indeed.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, when he comes, is he going to do the thing where he sits out in the quad and people yell at him for a while and he makes them look stupid?
Yes, he will. Yeah. I mean, that's the warm-up to the main event. And, of course, we want to see that.
Awesome. Fantastic. What else you guys got coming up? I think Isabel Brown is coming to town soon. I think she just booked an interview with us to come on the show and promote the event.
Right. Yeah. We have more events coming up. Tuesday, so tomorrow, and Wednesday, so tomorrow, Students for Life, another organization that I represent, we have Kristen Hawkins. Kristen Hawkins is an advocate for the pro-life movement, and she will be speaking at the university's Thompson Hall, room 101, starting at 6 p.m., but be there early, 5:45 p.m., and the event is free. Now, I'm no socialist, but I do like free stuff. And Wednesday, the following day after that event, Isabel Brown is coming in town, and she's giving away 55 signed copies of her new book, and this will also be in the same room, Thompson Hall 101, doors open at 6 p.m.
Fantastic. This is great. Now, do you have to be a student at the university to attend, or can anybody attend these events?
These are all public events. Bring the women. Bring the children, especially the children. You don't want them to – understandably, you bring them to a leftist campus, but where the conservatives are there, we're not going anywhere.
Charles Vo from Turning Point USA at the University of Washington, thanks for keeping up the fight, and thank you for dropping in today to tell us about all these great events you got coming up.
Amen. God bless you all.
All right. Always a pleasure, Charles. Really appreciate you joining us today.